Dear songwriter, it's likely you've heard the song, or at least heard about the song Wonderwall by Oasis, a song that is a classic, certainly. It's also forever memed. But what about their classic, Don't Look Back in Anger? Love or hate this band? There's a lot we can learn from them. So, in this podcast, I'm going to dissect two songwriting tools from this song, Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis, which includes the use of a two-part pre-chorus, and what that even means, as well as the tool of direct connection between the production slash instrumental and lyrics, and what that even means. I'll be doing this in an effort to give you those tools, as well as help you understand how to use these tools so that you can walk away with them and implement these tools in your own songwriting. My name is Connor Frost. I'm a professional songwriting mentor who's helped hundreds of songwriters now to write their first collection of songs. And this is Dear Songwriter, the podcast to help you confidently write and release your music so that you can live your most musical and creative life. Let's get into it. Okay, welcome to the episode. It's good to be here. This episode was inspired by one of my students, actually. So in my Songwriter Accelerator program, we host what I call listening parties. And this is where we listen to some songs that we like and we analyze them like I'm going to do today. And we find these tools and we have these discussions so that we can walk away as better songwriters and we walk away with new tools. So we had a really good conversation, me and my students, the other night about this song specifically, which was suggested by my student, Drew. Shout out to Drew. And it was a really interesting one to dig into. And I'm not going to get into all of what we talked about in today's episode, but there are, as I mentioned in the beginning, two very clear tools that I think you can use in your songwriting. And I would suggest trying out, especially if you're someone who's feeling stuck or you're someone who's feeling like they want to mix things up and maybe try something that you haven't heard about or haven't thought to do. Tool number one is a two-part pre-chorus. So when we think about a pre-chorus or we talk about a pre-chorus, traditionally, not always, I say traditionally, it is meant to transition the listener from the verse into the chorus, or at the very least into the chorus, and it happens before the chorus, hence the word pre-chorus. This is why traditionally a pre-chorus may be shorter than the chorus itself, right? Again, it's just this transitional section to kind of lead us into this chorus. But in this particular song, Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis, their pre-chorus is pretty lengthy. They've made a decision to not only make it longer than perhaps typical pre-chorus, but they also include various parts within this section, right? So there's multiple layers and multiple sections within this section. So if we were to look at the lyrics, there's kind of this part one and part two of the lyrics. So I'm going to read those to you now. So part one reads, "So I'll start a revolution from my bed because you said the brains I had went to my head. Step outside, summertime's in bloom." Then going right into part two, still part of the pre-chorus, "Stand up beside the fireplace. Take that look from off your face. You ain't ever gonna burn my heart out." Part one, melodically speaking, has the same melody for each of the first three lines, right? So those lines being, "So I'll start a revolution from my bed." That's one melody. Same melody with a little variation. "Cause you said the brains I had went to my head." That's line two. Line three, "Step outside, summertime's in bloom." Same melody, right? So same melodic motif for each of those lines. And then when we transition into part two, "Stand up beside the fireplace, take that look from off your face, you ain't ever gonna burn my heart out," we notice not only a shift in the melody, but we also notice a shift in the production. So the drums change up to doing this stop time feel, which almost makes it feel like we're actually slowing the tempo of the song down, but we're technically not. And so what this does is it creates this temporary feeling of build that grows the anticipation leading us into the chorus. So it builds this tension right before we get to the chorus, and they use a whole half of a pre-chorus to do it. So having these multiple layers, multiple parts to the pre-chorus, I thought was very interesting. And it goes to show that when you are writing these pre-choruses, they can be longer. But if they are going to be longer, maybe it makes sense to have them as almost these two different parts, almost the pre-chorus to the pre-chorus. Reason being is if you have a pre-chorus that is long, but you're doing the same thing over the course of the entire pre-chorus, that might read differently. It may not be as interesting as if you had a very clear shakeup halfway through the pre-chorus. So that's something that you can try out with not only your melodies, but if you are an instrumentalist as well or a producer, think about, okay, how can I create a very clear shakeup, a very clear transition, even within the pre-chorus itself? Dear songwriter, meet me in Vermont. Can't believe that it's that time of year again, but after a wildly successful Green Mountain Songwriting Retreat in 2023, we are doing it again. 4 days devoted just to writing songs, to adding songs to your catalog, to meeting friends along the way, creating bonds, co-writers for life, leveling up your songwriting, adding to your songwriting toolbox. It's all happening, and it's all happening again this August 2024. So, if you are interested in that, coming together in person with me, with other like-minded individuals, I invite you to apply because applications are now open. And at the time of recording this, we are in the early bird stages, meaning if your application is selected, then you will qualify for the early bird investment rate before the rates go up after the early bird period. So go to connorfrost.com, C-O-N-N-O-R, frost, F-R-O-S-T.com, /retreat2024, retreat2024, connorfrost.com/retreat2024. Fill out an application. If you qualify, I will be in touch. My team will be in touch and we'll go from there. All right. Looking forward to reviewing your application. Let's get back to the show. So that's tool number one, a two-part pre-chorus. And again, this will be clearer when you listen to the song after you listen to this episode. Tool number two is a clear connection between the instrumental or an aspect of the instrumental and production and a specific lyric, right? So when we talk about songwriting, obviously there are important relationships between the melody, the production, as well as the lyrics, right? Of course, there's going to be those important relationships, but sometimes it's the subtle additions that make certain connections that maybe we don't think about, or maybe it's meant to be more of a subconscious thing, but that can make all elements of the song that much stronger, whether it's the lyrics, whether it's the instrumental, or whatever it might be. So in verse two of this song, Don't Look Back in Anger, we hear the lyric, please don't put your life in the hands of a rock and roll band who will throw it all away. First of all, great lyric. Second of all, when you listen to it, you're going to notice there's this guitar riff, pretty simple. It's basically this eighth note bend in the guitar that makes that classic guitar bend soloist sound that is iconic in terms of rock and roll. You hear that right in between the first line and the second line. Please don't put your life in the hands. Then you hear that riff that I'm talking about of a rock and roll band. Then you hear that riff again. And so it plays directly to the lyric of a rock and roll band. And so it's those subtle connections between melody and lyrics, between instrumental and lyrics, between instrumental and melody, right? Doesn't really matter, but coming up with ways that you can create these subtle or not so subtle connections, I think is a really great tool. And that's something that I've been personally trying to do. I talked in a previous episode about a song I have. There's a lyric that I have that reads, jump off the edge, slip off the ledge. And what I tried to do with the slip off the ledge melody for this specific song that I'm working on is create a descending melody to make it almost feel like that person is slipping off of the ledge, right? Giving it this melody to lyric connection, right? So that's a great tool. Think about ways that you can, again, subtly or not so subtly create connection between the two. Okay, so to summarize, once again, two tools that we can take away from Oasis's song, Don't Look Back in Anger. Tool number one is a longer but two-part pre-chorus. And tool number two is clear connections between instrumental and lyrics during certain lyrics and certain sections of the songs. So what I would say is that longer pre-choruses are cool. And also, you should consider those relationships that I've been talking about between melody, production, and lyrics. Cool. All right. As always, I hope this brought you some value. I hope that you use these tools, try them out if you so desire. And yeah, I will be back next week. And as always, happy writing.